Now shall we turn together tonight to John's Gospel and chapter 3. There was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews. The same came to Jesus by night and said unto him, Rabbi, we know that thou art a teacher come from God, for no man can do these miracles that thou doest, except God be with him. Jesus answered and said unto him, Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Verse 6, That which is born of the flesh is flesh, that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. Marvel not that I said unto thee, ye must be born again. Look down the chapter. Verse 9, Nicodemus answered and said unto him, How can these things be? Jesus answered and said unto him, Art thou a master of Israel, and knowest not these things? Verily, verily, I say unto thee, We speak that we do know, and testify that we have seen, and ye receive not our witness. If I have told you earthly things, and ye believe not, how shall ye believe if I tell you of heavenly things? Verse 14, And as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have eternal life. For God so loved the world, that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. And we trust the Lord will bless to us this very familiar portion from his word. Those who were present with us last night will recall that we looked at the Old Testament in the book of Samuel, and we considered together that solemn statement, we must needs die. And then we had a look at Luke's Gospel and chapter 9, at the words of the Lord Jesus Christ himself, that he must needs suffer. And then we read together this verse which we did not have time to deal with, Marvel not that I said unto thee, ye must be born again. Tonight I would like to develop what we have before us here in this chapter. First of all, I want you to notice the Lord Jesus Christ himself is the speaker. He speaks with absolute authority. He speaks with absolute simplicity. He speaks of something which is absolutely necessary. Now, first of all, I want you to consider the authority with which the Lord Jesus Christ speaks. You will notice in verse number 3, and again in verse 5, and again in verse 7, and again in verse 11, we have these words, I say unto you. Those words come with all the authority of the Christ of God. He is speaking to Nicodemus. He is speaking to an interested soul. He is speaking to an individual who is disturbed in relation to his condition. Otherwise, he would not have come to the Lord Jesus Christ. I wonder if there is one or maybe more in the meeting tonight, and you are interested. Well, I'm satisfied there are, otherwise you would not be here. I wonder if there might be some, and like Nicodemus, down deep in your heart, you know that things are not right. And you would like to be right with God. You would like to have the most important matter in your life settled. It may be that there is some, and you are deeply anxious, deeply disturbed, and longing above everything else in the world to know the blessing of God's salvation. Well, Nicodemus came to the right person. And I want to tell you, dear friend, we are absolutely convinced before God that we have a message for you this evening. But listen to the words of the Lord Jesus Christ. As he speaks with all authority, I say unto you. Now when we go back to the Old Testament, and those prophets giving the mind of God, they will be found again and again to say, the word of the Lord is. The Lord saith. But the Lord Jesus Christ, he comes onto this scene, and he began to teach. And the people were amazed. Amazed that he spake with such authority, not as the scribes. And here we have him speaking with all authority to Nicodemus when he says, I say unto you. But I want you to notice also that he speaks with a certainty. He says, verily, verily. Three times over in our chapter, he says, verily, verily. Verse number 3. Again, verse number 5. And again in verse number 7. He is saying, truly, truly. Surely, surely. Without question and without doubt, the Lord Jesus Christ speaks with absolute authority. And I would like you to understand this evening that what we are bringing before you from John's Gospel chapter 3 is the Word of God and the truth of God as it came direct from the lips of the Lord Jesus Christ himself. And he says, verily, verily, I say unto you. But then he speaks of something which is an absolute necessity. Except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. And again he says, except a man be born again, he cannot enter the kingdom of God. This came, I believe, as a tremendous surprise to Nicodemus. I'm perfectly sure that Nicodemus didn't think for a moment that he was on his way to hell and destruction. A man who had been brought up in the Jewish religion, a man who had become the teacher in Israel, a man who was most religious, and yet the Lord Jesus Christ said to Nicodemus, ye must be born again. I tell you, friend, that it would not only come as a surprise to Nicodemus, but such a message would come as a surprise to many religious people in this city. There are many who are seeking to do the best they can, seeking to follow sincerely the religion of their fathers, and yet not right with God and not right for eternity. I wonder how it is with all in the meeting this evening. Tell me, have you had this experience of being born again? Do you know anything of what it means, as the Lord Jesus Christ spake to Nicodemus, to be born again of the Spirit of God? Can you go back to a time in your experience when, as a sinner, understanding your need, realizing your condition, in repentance, you cried to God for mercy, and you accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior, and you were born again of the Spirit of God? Let me tell you, dear friend, if you have not had such an experience, you are still on the way to hell. If you have not had such an experience, you cannot enter heaven. The Word of God makes it absolutely clear. My blessed Lord said, ye cannot see the kingdom, and ye cannot enter the kingdom. And to everyone in the meeting this evening, I put it to your very heart, my friend, have you been born again? It would be a dreadful calamity to go through life respectable, honorable, religious, and not have this experience and miss the kingdom and miss heaven and miss glory. And yet we're glad to tell you this evening that the great possibility is that you could have this experience this very night. Oh, in verse 17, the Lord Jesus Christ speaks of a great possibility. Listen to these words. God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. Friend, what a message. What a possibility. The coming into this world of the Lord Jesus Christ, his death yonder at Calvary, his burial and glorious resurrection, has made it possible that the world through him might be saved. Friend, I tell you, it thrills my very soul to preach the gospel and to declare this message as I find it in my Bible, that the world through Christ might be saved. A great possibility. I know that all the world will not be saved because many refuse and reject and have closed the Christ of God out of their lives and will not avail themselves of the provision which he has made. But let me tell you, friend, they're sufficient in Christ. They're sufficient in the death of Christ to meet the need of every individual under the canopy of heaven. And there is not a soul in this meeting tonight outside of the possibility of God's grace and God's salvation. Oh, listen again to these words. Except a man be born again, he cannot enter the kingdom of God. But then the Lord Jesus Christ goes on to tell Nicodemus how a person can know this experience. And I want to tell you, dear friend, while my blessed Lord speaks with all authority, and he speaks with absolute certainty, he also speaks with complete simplicity. Listen to this. Whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have eternal life. It's the same one who is speaking in verses 14, 15, and 16, as declares to Nicodemus in those early verses, ye must be born again. And I want you to realize, my friend, that the gospel comes to our hearts this evening with all the authority of heaven, with all the authority of the Master himself. Whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Now I'm sure that most in the meeting can quote John 3:16. We have the text here on the wall before you. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. My friend, I want to tell you that all the demons in hell couldn't keep you out of heaven if you would only believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. What a message! What a salvation! and the simplicity that the Lord Jesus Christ brings it to our hearts in the words that we can all understand. Whosoever believeth in him. I tell you, friend, and I repeat it again, the Lord Jesus Christ speaks again with all authority when he says, whosoever, he throws the door wide open, and you can enter in this evening. Whatever your past may be, however guilty you may feel, however complicated your case, listen, friend, mercy's door stands wide open. A full provision has been made at the place called Calvary. And the offer of everlasting life can be yours through believing. You say, well, I've heard it so often, and I really don't understand it. Tell me, how can I really obtain it? Friend, is that the language of your heart? Are you here in this meeting tonight earnestly desiring to have this all-important matter settled? Then listen again to the words of my blessed Lord. Whosoever believeth in him, our faith is placed in Christ. Not in religion, not in some creed, not in some ideas of men, but it's placed in Christ and in Christ alone. But you say, there must be something about this believing because I have been working at it for a long time and I don't understand it. There may be many in the meeting, just as I was before I was saved. And if you had asked me, do you believe that the Lord Jesus Christ came from heaven, was born in Bethlehem, died upon the cross and rose again, and is now on heaven's throne? I would have said, absolutely. And yet, you ask me, are you saved? I would have said, no. Well, what made the difference then the night that you trusted Christ? For it was through this very verse that I came to know my sins forgiven. The difference was just this, dear friend. The Word of God says, whosoever believeth. Now, I consented to it. I acknowledged it as the truth of God. But the night I was saved, I trusted, I rested upon it, I accepted it. Remember, friend, this word comes with all the authority of the Lord Jesus Christ himself. Whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life, present possession. Well, you say, I haven't got it. Well, friend, I want to tell you, if you haven't got it, you don't believe. Because the Word of God says, whosoever believeth hath everlasting life. Oh, the simplicity of it. Now, I know there may be some, and you have an idea in your mind that you must go through weeks of anxiety. And you must work up a certain amount of sincerity. And maybe you must spend so much time in prayer before that you can obtain it. Listen, friend, all these ideas you want to abandon completely because you'll find nothing of that in the Word of God. The Lord Jesus Christ makes the way of salvation clear and plain, that even the simplest might understand. The Israelite in the wilderness, all he had to do was look, and he lived. Why? Because God said it. And all you have to do is believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and you have everlasting life. Friend, if I were going out from time into eternity, going out to meet God, I have absolutely nothing more than the Word of God to rest upon. Trusting alone in the Lord Jesus Christ. believing in the one who died on the cross to save me, who bore sin's penalty, who shed his precious blood and met the demands of the throne of God. He lives, he reigns, he's been highly exalted, and all he asks us to do is trust him. Take it in tonight, friend. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved. You know, as I look down from the platform, I can see those who are in Christ. And the very joy of God's salvation is on their countenance. And they would be telling you, friend, if I never was saved before, I could get saved tonight. And so can you, friend, if only you trust my Savior.